Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tasya Ravinda Nayanasya Padaravinda. I would do it. Oh, that's 43. I'm going blind. I thought it was 48. Okay, let me try another one. Let's try 48. The real 48. Not yanticum in. Did we do this?
Yeah, we did.
We did it in class? No, we didn't read the purport. Nat yanti kam viganayan yapite prasadam.
Nat yanti kam viganayan yapite prasadam.
Kim vanyad arpitabhayam bruva unnayaiste.
Kim vanyad arpitabhayam bruva unnayaiste.
Yen gatvarang visharana bhavatak kataya.
Yen gatvarang visharana bhavatak kataya.
Kirtanya tirta yashasha kushalada sangya.
Kirtanya tirta yashasha kushalada
sangya. Natyanti kam vigana yantyapite prasadam.
Natyanti kam vigana yantyapite prasadam.
Kim vanyad arpita bhayam bhuva unnayaiste.
Yen
gatvarangvi sharana bhavatak kataya.
Yen gatvarangvi sharana bhavatak kataya.
Kirtanya tirta yashashat kushalara sangya.
Kirtanya tirta yashashat kushalara sangya.
Da. Not. Atyantikam.
Atyantikam.
Liberation.
Liberation.
Viganayanti.
Viganayanti.
Care for.
Care for.
Api.
Api.
Even.
Even.
Te.
Te.
Those.
Those.
Prasadam.
Prasadam.
Benedictions.
Benedictions.
Kimu.
Kimu.
What to speak.
What to speak.
Anyat.
Anyat.
Other material happinesses.
Other material happinesses.
Arpita.
Arpita.
Given.
Given.
Bayam.
Bayam.
Fearfulness.
Fearfulness.
Brubaha.
Brubaha.
Of the eyebrows.
Of the eyebrows.
Unnayahi.
Unnayahi.
By the raising.
By the raising.
Te.
Te.
Your.
Your.
Yay.
Yay.
Those devotees.
Those
Anga,
Anga,
O Supreme Personality of Godhead.
O Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Twat, your
Angri,
Lotus Feet.
Lotus Feet.
Sharana,
Sharana,
who have taken shelter.
Who have taken shelter.
Bhavataha,
your
Katayaha,
Katayaha,
narrations,
Kirtanya,
worth chanting,
Tirtha,
pure,
Yashasaha,
glories, Kushalaha,
very expert,
Rasagyaha,
knowers
of the bellows or humors. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Persons who are very expert and most intelligent in understanding things as they are, engage in hearing narrations of the auspicious activities and pastimes of the Lord, which are worth chanting and worth hearing. Such persons do not care even for the highest material benediction, namely liberation, to say nothing of other less important benedictions, like the material happiness of the heavenly kingdom. Purport of Srila Prabhupada. the transcendental bliss enjoyed by the devotees of the Lord. It is completely different from the material happiness enjoyed by less intelligent persons. The less intelligent persons in the material world are engaged by the four principles of benediction called dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Generally, they prefer to take to religious life to achieve some material benediction, the purpose of which is to satisfy the senses. When by that process they become confused or frustrated in fulfilling the maximum amount of sense enjoyment, they try to become one with the Supreme, which is, according to their conception, mukti or liberation. There are five kinds of liberation, the least important of which is called sayujya, to become one with the Supreme. Devotees don't care for such liberation because they are actually intelligent. Nor are they inclined to accept any of the other four kinds of liberation, namely to live on the same planet as the Lord, to live with him side by side as an associate, to have the same opulence, and to attain the same bodily features. They are concerned only with glorifying the Supreme Lord in his auspicious activities. Pure devotional service is shravanam kirtanam. Pure devotees who take transcendental pleasure in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord do not care for any kind of liberation. Even if they are offered the five liberations, they refuse to accept them, as stated in the Bhagavatam in the third canto. Materialistic persons aspire for the sense enjoyment of heavenly pleasure in the heavenly kingdom. The devotees reject such material pleasure at once. The devotees do not even care for the post of Indra. A devotee knows that any pleasurable material position is subject to be annihilated at a certain point. Even if one reaches the post of Indra, Chandra, or any other demigod, he must be dissolved at a certain stage. A devotee is never interested in such temporary pleasure. From Vedic scriptures it is understood that sometimes even Brahma and Indra fall down. But a devotee in the transcendental abode of the Lord never falls. This transcendental stage of life, in which one feels transcendental pleasure in hearing the Lord's pastimes, is also recommended by Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya was talking with Ramananda Rai, there were varieties of suggestions offered by Ramananda regarding spiritual realization. But Lord Chaitanya rejected all but one, that one should hear the glories of the Lord in association with pure devotees. This is acceptable for everyone, especially in this age. One should engage himself in hearing from pure devotees about the activities of the Lord. That is considered the supreme benediction for mankind. Although that's for this age, it's mentioned here by the Kumaras long, long ago, in what must have been some Satya Yuga near the beginning of the creation, in the first kalpa, actually the very first kalpa of Brahma's first day. So a long time ago, this Sankirtan was still something to be taken seriously. But that's the great sages, Kusala, Rasogya, those who are very expert spiritually and who can taste transcendental relationships with the Supreme, they are fixed in Sankirtana. What is novel is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is promoting the Sankirtan for everybody. In previous ages, we meet here, and we read in Kapiladeva's instruction, it was meant for those who were already expert, Kushala. The Akushala were not advised to engage in Harinam Sankirtan. The non-expert and the inauspicious, those whose lives were inauspicious, who engaged in inappropriate activities, until they became fully purified, it was recommended that they should not engage in Harinam Sankirtana, because aparadhas are there. And you commit those Harinam aparadhas, then you have no hope for salvation, having committed Harinam aparadha, Nam aparadha. What is it?
Seva Aparad is rectified by Nam. But Nam Aparad, there's no rectification. It was the verse, I can't remember. Yes? But this is a statement from Purana that is Nam, chanting the name. More effective than that, than just continuing the service. Because your habit to do the aparad may continue. So continue the service in the same attitude, you're going to commit more aparad. But it's rectified by chanting the holy name. And if you commit the offenses against the holy name, then there's nothing that can save you. But when we have the special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he's taking on his own head those offenses. And if we do it on his order, we're safe. Devotees don't care even for liberation. It's said here in the purport that they will not accept the five kinds of liberation even if they're offered to them. Jiva Goswami clarifies that a little bit. That devotees will accept if it's useful for their particular service. You know, they're interested in their service to Krishna. Whether staying in whatever place they're in currently is conducive for their service, or whether going to Vaikuntha might be better, or going to hell might be better. They'll take whatever is conducive, whatever will help them carry out their individual service for Krishna. So they will accept if it's good for their service. They will accept at least the first four kinds of liberation. But otherwise, unless it's especially helpful to carrying out their service, they don't want it. For its own sake, they don't want any of these kinds of liberation. What to speak of anything else? Everything else is inferior. All the benedictions that can be acquired in the material world have an end. That is poetically evoked, the image of that is evoked by the idea of these material arrangements being very fearful just by the Supreme Lord, the same Supreme Lord who's being glorified in here. It's being pointed out that he's the source of the fear too. That just if he wrinkles his eyebrows, everything can be destroyed. Wrinkled eyebrows means a sign of displeasure. If he's displeased, then forget it, your life is ruined. If he's displeased with you, then you're in trouble. So that's the image of Arpita Vayom Bhuva Unayaste. It's not just death, Yamaraj, or that we're afraid of, or the nine planets, Navagrahas, who we have to propitiate, and wear stones to counteract their influences. Many old temples in South India have altars at the front of the temple of the nine planets. And the devotees, even the devotees of Vishnu, come and placate the Navagrahas to forestall their bad influences before they go to take darshan of Vishnu or of whatever demigod they're taking darshan of. But actually, the cause of the source of the real ultimate source of the fear is the Supreme Lord Himself. Madbayad vati vato yam. Suryas tapati madbayat. Varshat indro dahati agnir. Mityus charati madbayat. And that's spoken by Kapila Dev, and it's a paraphrase of an older statement from the Kathopanishad. And, not exactly quoting, not exactly the same words, but almost the same words. It's obviously borrowed from the Kathopanishad. And it's Kapila Dev. He's not a terribly fearsome avatar of the Lord. We don't see him. He's a Brahminical avatar, so the Lord appears in Brahminical forms. He doesn't usually bring his weapons with him. They remain hidden, or take special forms. The Brahmins are usually non-violent. The one exception is Bhrigupati, who was not afraid to become violent. But usually when the Lord appears among the rishis, he does also. He keeps his weapons at home, or within his body. So Kapiladeva also is not known very much as a killer of demons, or someone to be afraid of. But he's saying, Manbayad, out of fear of me. The wind is blowing, the sun is burning, emanating its radiation, out of fear of me. The rain is raining, Indra is pouring down rain, out of fear of me. Death is racing along, also out of fear of me. In the Vig Veda, what was that statement again? Yasya Brahma, Chakshatram Cha, Ubhau Bhavata Odana, Mityur Yasya Upashechanam, Kasta Vedaya Itta Saha. I think that's Vig Veda directly. He's the person who has the Brahmins and the Kshatriyas for his breakfast. Odanam is cooked rice, that's all it is. As opposed to vrihi is uncooked rice. When you cook it with water, that's a process of vikliti, of moistening. The rice becomes soft and soaks up water in being cooked. And other things are going on. The proteins are partially deconstructed by the cooking, by the heat. But it's conceived of as a moistening and softening. That's called odanam, cooked rice. And at least in south and the east of India, that's the basic meal. Rice, and you put some sabjis in Tamil Nadu, and it's mostly some liquids beside the rice. Everything is, except for a couple of vadas, everything else is some red liquid, and then a big pile of rice. So the rice and the other stuff is called upashechanam, the sabjis. It's not like here with the sabji roti, but down there it's rice, and a little bit of something else, sambar, and maybe some sort of sabji. It's called upasechanam. We can translate it as condiment. What it means is what you put on the rice to give it some more taste. That's the sabji. It's just something to add to the rice to give it a little more taste. So mrityu yasya upasechanam. The sambar on top of Lord Vishnu's rice is Yamaraj. He's eating the Brahmins and the Kshatriyas, that's his rice, and the sambar is Yamaraj. So that's frightening. That is the image of the Supreme Lord as the destroyer of everything. Kalosmi lokakshaya krit pavido, time I am, destroyer of the world. And I mean it, I'm here to destroy the whole Kuru dynasty. No one's going to survive this except for you, the Pandavas, and a few others. Five or six. That's it. Maybe 10 people survived. So the Lord becomes fearful when we enter material consciousness, just as his consort, his Shakti, she's his pleasure potency, but she becomes Prakriti, the material energy, when we become material in our attitude. Then the divine energy is no longer present in her original form. She transforms herself into Durga, the prison keeper, the lady who's in charge of this prison in the material world. And she's there to punish us and to cause us trouble, pain, and frustration. She's simply the energy, the agency of the Lord. So through her, the Lord is making everyone afraid. Bayam dviti abhinivesha taksyad. By entering into another realm, a realm of duality, where there seems to be something separate from Krishna, where things seem to be disconnected from Krishna. That's dvitiya, duality. It's not the Mayavadi idea that God can't have any variety, that if he does, that he's Maya. No, that's not the idea. The idea is anything that's not connected into the service of Krishna is material duality. Anything that is useful for Krishna's service, that is being offered to Krishna, is not different from Krishna. The difference starts when we try, when our attitude tries to take things away from Krishna. When Krishna, we try to leave Krishna out of the picture, then duality, material duality, actually begins. Vayam dvitiya, and fear, is the automatic, unavoidable result of entering into that duality. Fear is the basic feeling, emotion of material life. We may try to cover it up with other feelings, but actually what we're really feeling underneath, what we're disguising by the smile on our face, is terror. The terror of material existence, of being separated from Krishna.
So therefore the devotees of the Lord, certainly they're not interested in personal liberation, and even more certainly they're not interested in anything material, because all those material things are causes of fear, material duality. Devotees can transcend all duality, even up to liberation, because they're satisfied just hearing about Krishna, even if they don't have any other connection with Krishna. Maybe they don't have much service to do. Maybe they're not very useful for any practical service. But they have a tongue, they have ears, and they can engage in Harinam Sankirtan and Krishna Katha. And just from that, they become fully satisfied. Again, Kapila Dev says, Satam Pasangan Bama Virya Samvido Bhavanti Vitkarna Rasayana. By the association of sats, he talks about sadhus or sats, using the general term, but he's really meaning pure Vaishnavas. How does he define the sats? Ajata Shatavakshanta, Sadhavak Sadhubhushana. What is the very beginning of that verse? Oh. Anyway, their enemies have never been born. Sadhava, saintly person, sadhubhushana, adorned by all saintly qualities. Tatikshava, karunaka, suridak sarva dehinam, ajata shatavakshanta, sadhava sadhubhushana. They're tolerant. They're not intolerant. They don't have a long list of enemies and people and things they can't tolerate. They can tolerate anybody and anything. Nobody's their enemy. Nothing is the cause of trouble for them. Karunaka, and they're compassionate, they're concerned for the improvement and the happiness of others, not just selfishly pursuing their own salvation. This is real sadhu. Second-rate, third-rate sadhu is selfish, is intolerant, angry, intolerant, cursing everybody, bad-mouthing everybody, and just concerned for their own salvation. That's third-rate sadhu. A real sadhu is compassionate and tolerant. Suridak saradehinam, and thus he can actually be the well-wishing friend of every living entity because he's tatikshu and karunaka. Agyata shatrava, and he has no enemies. Shanta, peaceful, that's actual peace. Thus such a sadhu is adorned with all qualities. Now you might think that includes impersonalists, general term sadhu, but in the very next verse, Kapila Dev rectifies that misconception. Madarshaya kata mishta shrinvanti katayanti cha. These sadhus are always taking shelter of matkata, of topics about me. The sweet narrations about my activities and my beauty and my glories. They're devotees, they're pure devotees, not just generic sadhus or impersonalists. Tapanti vividata pa naita matkata chetasaha. All the materialists, up to the impersonalists who are striving for liberation, they're all full of fear and frustration and suffering. But tapanti vividata pa naita, but these real sadhus are not tormented by the various distresses, causes of distress in the material world. It's not that these causes of distress never come near them.
They're also subjected to the causes of distress, but they're not distressed by them. They also get sick. They also get old. They also have people who harass them. But it doesn't disturb them. They can tolerate and ignore these disturbances. Madgopa Chetasa, because their hearts are fully absorbed and dedicated to me. So in association with such devotees, one can get the supreme benefit of life. And what is that supreme benefit? What do you get out of the association of devotees? Blessings? Some fairy dust on your head? And you can fulfill all your ambitions? All your silly ambitions by the blessings of the sadhu? Is that what a sadhu is for? No. Madashraya katam, satam prasangam. This is all copulative talking. Satam prasangam, mama virya samvido bhavanti. By the association of devotees, one gets a chance to become attracted to and seriously interested in hearing the wonderful topics describing the Supreme Person, which is described as mama virya samvido. They're full of information, samvit, valuable information about my virya, my prowess, my glories, the wonderful things I do. A boring, ordinary man, we don't call his activities his prowess, his virya. It's just his day-to-day activities. He gets up in the morning, he goes to work, drinks a cup of coffee, runs a comb through his hair, and runs out to catch the train to work. That's not virya. There's nothing heroic about that. But Krishna, everything he does, even when as a householder, when he gets up in the morning and does his morning duties, it's heroic. It's wonderful. Everything Krishna does in all his avatars, every one of his avatars, and every one of his devotees, everything all his devotees, pure devotees, do, is also wonderful. Heroic. Virya. So the topics of me are full of descriptions, vivid descriptions of my heroic activities. Even how I get up in the morning and take a bath. That's all heroic. That can't be our phone. That doesn't sound our phone. No. It's across the street, I think. Unless they fixed it in there.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the benefit of association with sadhus, is that you get become attracted to Krishna, topics about Krishna, by their blessings, by that the osmosis of their association. You become attracted to what they're attracted to. I think here the Kumaras are feeling sorry that they cursed two of the devotees of Narayana. Devotees are very wonderful. We shouldn't have been offensive against them. So maybe we're going to get cursed now. Maybe we have to be punished for it. But sorry, you know, we made a mistake. They're acknowledging their mistake and pointing out that it's not right to be cursing devotees. Devotees are very special people. You shouldn't be cursing them. Hare Krishna. Okay, so any questions or comments? Okay. Thank you. All glory, Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.